On 1080, The Fan.
Well, Skeensy, baby, looking pretty good here. Kwan did not strike out. Rather, he popped up. And then Gunnar Henderson dribbled out to the pitcher.
Well, we were saying that the American League uniforms were worse, and that's until I saw the National League socks. Because now, for seemingly no reason, again, we're some sort of weird techno-Miami colors, even though we're in Texas. Paul Skeens appears to be... What are those socks?
I don't know what the socks are. He also has a gold belt on.
Yeah, I...
And I don't know if you've seen, but look at the AL helmets.
Yeah.
The color doesn't match the uniforms.
No, it's a different shade of pink. But I am perplexed by what... Because the NL unis are black and like light blue with a touch of pink. And then the socks... Are those like Navajo Nation socks? What is that? I'm at a loss. Whoever created,
Judge has them on too.
Whoever created those deserves to be fired forever.
Wasn't this Nike though?
Is that Nike?
Because Nike
Fanatics and Nike. Nike stock is down 30%, and I believe that 26% of that is because of these uniforms. I don't know who the hell's in charge, but that is...
Ooh, there's Livy.
Atrocious.
My girl.
Yeah, Paul's going to get something tonight.
Boy, how great is his life?
It's pretty good right
now. Dude, he's the youngest pitcher to start the All-Star game since Doc Gooden, and he's got that watching him.
Can I make a controversial statement?
He goes home to her. I think I know where you're going.
You do?
Yeah.
You want to go first?
No, I don't want to step on you.
No,
but...
I want to see if you're going where I'm going with this. I'm intrigued.
Livy Dunn overrated?
No.
Boo.
Not going to say that. Livy Dunn's the lucky one, not Paul Skeens.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Yeah. The catch is not that Paul Skeens got Livy Dunn. It's just not. The catch is that Livy Dunn got Paul Skeens.
Well, yeah, because he's going to be rich.
Well, he's going to be rich. Livy Dunn is like, she's coming back to LSU again because she has nothing else to do.
She gets a fifth year. She's competing, big jerk.
She's not even good. She's just not. She's like not even good on her own team. No offense, but in 3 years, Livy Dunn will be just nothing. She's just a hot that happens to caught people's attention because she's a gymnast. Once she's done being a gymnast, she'll just go to being a random Instagram hot with nothing really going on. Paul Skeens has the potential to be one of the greatest pitchers we've seen. I mean, he is truly special right now. And no offense, but Paul Skeens in another year or two, if he keeps this up, can get any Livy Dunn he wants. I mean, again, she's just a 20-year-old Instagram hot. Therefore, everyone's like, oh, I can't believe Paul Skeens got Livy Dunn. I'm making the controversial statement. I think Livy Dunn was smart to get her hooks into Paul Skeens now.
Well, I don't think that's that controversial, but I do see why people say that. Because Skeens is kind of ugly and he's got a mustache.
Yeah.
And he looks weird.
He's got bad skin.
Yeah. And she's super hot.
Yeah.
But
there's a reason why Livy Dunn's with Paul Skeens.
Exactly. It all makes sense when you really lay it out.
Yeah. When you see the train going by and maybe the train's in a little rough shape, but the train's got a great personality. Oh, and by the way, the train's heading to the bank. You grab onto the train. You grab onto the train. You know.
Yeah. Do you think he's with her in 3 years? I'm going to say no.
No, probably not.
Believe in love, you big jerks.
Well, I do believe in love, but...
Yeah, 20-year-olds or 21-year-olds often don't stay together.
Kate Upton did with Justin Verlander.
Yeah, but they were a little older, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Not her.
They were way older.
Not her. She's only like a couple years into her 30s, maybe?
She's 32.
Wow, she's older than I thought.
Yeah.
And Libby's what?
21, maybe?
She's 22. 21. She just now turned 21.
Yeah, dude, that's not lasting.
Skeens is...
I'm rooting for him.
22.
Livy Dunn does have the ultimate, I guess, trump card, though, that she could play, and that's just simply to go to OnlyFans and make more money than she'll ever need, but, you know, it's a bold step. She decides to go down that road.
I do think you're right, though, that, you know, like, in that household...
Yeah.
Like, she has to watch it more than he does.
100%.
She has to play her cards right. He's probably just cocky sniffing all around that house.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want? For, what? What? What are you going to do about it?
You know what happens.
I'm dumping your ass.
Exactly. Paul's doing just fine.
How about that?
No offense, but...
I'm not even going to take this acne medicine. You're going to live with it.
I'm not taking Accutane. Screw you.
I'm going to be a billionaire.
Deal with it. Well, I mean, no offense to Livy Dunn, who's, I'm sure she's a wonderful gal and she's hot.
I've got the splinker.
Outside of Livy Dunn being hot, like, you know, it's just, she's an Instagram hot.
She's a good gymnast, I guess.
You ever been on Instagram? Lots of hots out there. And I mean, lots of hots.
Yep.
Especially when you're the best pitcher in baseball.
Right. That's why she better mind her P's and Q's.
Maybe she'll get a TV show. Everyone else is getting a TV show. Oh, why can't she?
Guaranteed. If they stay together, well, he may not want that. He seems like a little more shy guy. And maybe she is too. I don't know. I don't know anything about her.
And they may be lovely together.
But
I'm just saying.
I would watch. You tell me. Listen, if you said, hey, Rob, you have to watch a crappy reality show about someone in sports, I tell you, they're at the top of my list.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see what's going on there.
I'd be interested in that, 100%. And I'd like to see what the power dynamic is.
Yes.
Does Paul just kiss her ass because she is hot and Livy Dunn? Or is it, you know, some mutual kind of back and forth? Or does, you know, does Paul kind of run roughshod? You know, John Cena, Bella Twin style. I would 100% be interested in that.
John Cena was such a jerk on that show.
Well, that's another. See, that's all I'm saying is there's like the Bella twins or whichever one he was with.
Nikki Bella.
Total smoke show. Every guy's like, oh my God, I would do anything to be with her. Meanwhile, John Cena's just like, whatever. Sign this piece of paper if you want to come in my house saying I can kick your ass out whenever you want. Cena was a giant Richard to her. Because again, he's John Cena. And that was his whole point was, yeah, you're hot. Guess what else is hot? Every other girl that's in my DMs.
He got so mad at her for like cooking him a nice dinner, like going out, finding a nice meal, finding wine. He's like, don't do this ever again in my house. Buy out.
Skeen's got 10 million, I think. Signing boner.
I think he signed. I think it was the biggest at the time.
Yeah. So he got. Yeah. I mean, he's already rich.
Paul's doing fine. And by the way, so's Livy Dunn. Livy Dunn, I'm sure, is making...
Do you think she has more in the bank than he does?
Probably not, but I bet she's got a couple mil.
She made a lot on TikTok. She might... She's going to be in the ballpark right now.
Yeah, Livy Dunn has made plenty off of NIL, I'm sure. I don't know if she's made Paul Skeen's money, but she's...
They're saying $6 million net worth.
Yeah, so they're probably pretty close right now. But again, she starts an OnlyFans. Buckle up.
I think she gets a podcast or a TV show.
I couldn't agree more. I think a TV show is, and it would be one of those much like that. Who's that gal that Jay Cutler was married to?
Kristen Cavallari.
Yeah, I like she that Will got is dialed in.
She's dating a Montana. She's dating a TikTok star now too.
Well, she's a hot, and she got a show, and Jay Cutler was reluctantly on the show.
I saw some of that. Yeah. Jay Cutler was awesome on that.
Yeah,
show.
He did not want to be on there. No, you could tell, and that's what I see. If Livy Dunn gets a show,
yeah.
First of all, that will tell you who wears the pants, and it's her.
Yeah.
Because he will veto that.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be on it. He'll be like Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
But if she gets the show, that shows you she wears the pants, and then he will be reluctantly on there, and I will sign up for that.
See, and here's the beauty part about the Jay Cutler thing. Again, this goes to my point. Jay Cutler is a good-looking guy that was an NFL quarterback that probably has $100+ million. And everyone thought that he should just kiss that girl's ass because she was like famous and cute. And you could tell that Jay Cutler could care less about any of her BS. He had the same indifference to playing quarterback that he had in that relationship. Cutler's like, whatever.
Yeah, they've since divorced.
Yeah.
Her new boyfriend was playing football at Montana Tech last season.
Wow.
And
that's a step down.
And I'm guessing that Jay Cutler's new girlfriend, again, is probably an Instagram model or something along those lines because he's Jay Cutler.
Tommy Lauren? Lauren?
No, that's the old Fox News lady.
Well, they're saying Jay Cutler may be dating her.
Oh, good for Jay.
Yeah. Cutler's doing fine. And so she. The point of this whole thing is whether it's Livy Dunn or whether it's Paul Skeens, like, everyone's doing fine in these things. There's no power imbalance. I just love everyone being like, oh, I can't believe he got Livy Dunn. I can. I 100% believe he got Livy Dunn.
Samantha Robertson is Jay Cutler's girlfriend.
And that is, do we know who that is?
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Is she hot?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's a silly question.
Yeah. Why would you ask that?
Cavalieri's boyfriend's name, Mark Estes, a part of the Montana Boys. Big on TikTok.
Oh, I've seen those donkeys. Oh, my God.
She's dating the one with the big tat.
They're perfect for each other. She's insufferable.
She is.
And so are they.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Trying to find out what Jay Cutler's got going on. I kind of like Jay Cutler on that. That made me like Jay Cutler. Like,
yeah, this girl looks like she's just an Instagram. You know, she's got like 25,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah,
she probably doesn't. She's just kind of like professionally hot.
Professionally hot.
You know, just running in circles where she can, you know, date guys like Jay Cutler, get steaks and hibachi and everything. You know,
I do enjoy that. That's the greatest career on earth. What's your career? I don't know. I'm just kind of hot.
Yeah, you know, just socialite. I was like, socialite. What does that even mean?
She used to
go to parties?
She used to be married to a fashion designer.
Okay.
So, she's professionally hot. Doesn't look like she does much of anything.
Well, he upgraded.
She's just hot.
She can't be any more annoying than that old bag she used to have.
I think the Montana Boys are at the All-Star game. I see Mark Estes with a big cowboy hat.
Now, the Montana Boys is a whole other thing. These guys do they have any talent whatsoever, or are they just good-looking dudes who, like, sort of live a lifestyle on Instagram?
They played football at Montana Tech, and they dance to Luke Combs' One Number Away a lot. That's kind of what...
Dude, that's all they do.
That's what they do.
And, yeah, they're good-looking, and so they have all these...
Boy, I tell you what, it's a hell of a time to be alive. The Montana Boys. Yeah.
Well, they're playing off of that whole thing where women, I don't know what it is about American women. They just freaking, like, cowboys are a panty dropper for them. Man. Like, women love the rough, gruff cowboy.
Yeah, that dude dances on TikTok.
And that's what these guys are projecting to be.
Yeah.
I don't know if they are, but they're projecting. It's like Yellowstone. It's why Yellowstone's so popular.
Yeah.
It's why girls always go to get on the Daisy Dukes and throw on their cowboy hat and get all drunk at rodeos.
It's a great life. It's a great life being one of the Montana Boys.
They want you to know that even though they've relocated to Nashville, they're just Montana dudes at heart.
What a joke.
Oh, it's a hell of a country. Hell of a time.
All right. Well, we have gotten to nothing.
No.
That we planned this hour.
No,
and for that, we apologize. Or do we?
Yeah.
Coming up next, we can do O-rings or we can do Rory ghosting Tiger. It'll be a choose-your-own-adventure.
Let's do some O-rings.
Some Olympic talk.
There you go.
Next on The Fan.